I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Tuesday, May 3. Coming up, government to assist family of slain woman corporal. Jamaica's Timeshare Act officially takes effect, and Parliament to review access to information regulation. The news in detail after the break.
JCDC in association with Tourism Enhancement Fund presents Jamaica May, the 2016 Jamaica Visual Arts Exhibition, April 24 to May 8, Jamaica Conference Center, Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. View and vote for the best Jamaican art pieces, participate in the public mural and make it and share it project, and much more. Admission free. Sponsored by Singer, Happy Ice, PBCJ, Livestush, Lifespan Springwater, NLS, and KSAC. Visit www.jcdc.gov.jm for further details.
Now the news. Government will be assisting the family of slain woman corporal Judith Williams. Prime Minister Andrew Holness, National Security Minister Robert Montague, and State Minister for National Security Pernell Charles Jr. visited the family of the policewoman on Monday.
We have given our commitment that we will assist the family. We were very heartened by the daughter, the last child of Corporal Williams, how determined she was to continue her mother's work, and she's now determined to serve in the Jamaica Constabulary Force. She wants to serve Jamaica that way and to honor her mother.
National Security Minister Robert Montague. To ensure that the family of the slain policewoman is properly taken care of, Minister Charles will act as the liaison between them and the state. 54-year-old Corporal Judith Williams was shot by gunmen last Thursday at a bus stop in East Kingston. She was attached to the Office of the Police Commissioner. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Holness has extended condolences to the family of the two American missionaries who were killed in St. Mary over the weekend. Mr. Holness says the security forces will be using their resources to bring the killers of Harold Nichols and Randy Hensel to justice. Plans are underway to deploy additional police personnel to several crime hotspots. The Police High Command has announced plans to deploy additional personnel to several areas as part of efforts by the Jamaica Constabulary Force to clamp down on serious crime in sections of the island. Police Commissioner Dr. Carl Williams says members of the Jamaica Defence Force will be deployed to provide additional support.
We are doing everything we can to ensure that Jamaicans are safe. We are also doing everything we can to ensure that visitors to our country are safe.
The police commissioner was speaking at an emergency press conference on Monday. In the meantime, several senior officers are to take up new operational duties island-wide to bolster efforts to stem the increase in serious crimes. Jamaica's Timeshare Act is officially operational after taking effect on Monday. The act was passed in Parliament in 2014 to give legal recognition to timeshare vacation schemes in the form of contracts and deeds issued in relation to these agreements. It also regulates the marketing, promotion, and provision of timeshare accommodation and will entail the establishment of a vacations registry.
The timeshare vacation registry will be open for business to bring new demographics and to drive new arrivals into destination Jamaica.
Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett. Mr. Bartlett says timesharing is a unique form of tourism which has the potential to create new economic opportunities for Jamaicans while fueling investment and enhancing Jamaica's international appeal. He says timeshare vacations will be regulated by the Real Estate Board. According to the American Resort Development Association, timeshares enable people to purchase their future vacation at current prices. Purchases of timeshare buy furnished resort accommodations at a fraction of whole ownership costs and pay a yearly maintenance fee. And a review of the access to information regulations will soon be carried out, with Parliament set to examine the relevance of the Official Secrets Act. Information Minister Senator Ruel Reid made the announcement in a statement in observance of World Press Freedom Day on Tuesday. The minister says freedom of expression is a right that Jamaicans hold dear. He says the government is committed to playing its part in providing the public with greater access to information. Senator Reid is also commending the local media fraternity, including owners and practitioners, for continuing to guard the democratic process. Jamaica has been ranked 10th out of 180 countries listed in the World Press Freedom Index 2016. This ranking places the country first in the Caribbean and second to Costa Rica in the Americas. The Press Freedom Index is an annual ranking of countries compiled and published by Reporters Without Borders. It reflects the degree of freedom that journalists, news organizations, and citizens enjoy in each country and the efforts made by the authorities to respect and ensure respect for this freedom. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.